Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, and today we are reading in the Big Book and we are on page 160, the second full paragraph down. Today's readers are Letty G. reading the 12 Steps, Alex K. reading the 12 Traditions, and reading the text are Bonnie B., Cheryl S., and Shelley E. Our newcomer greeter later on will be Lorraine N., and making announcements will be Lois P., so please stay around for all of this. The reference numbers for the last two meetings, yesterday, Sunday, October 22nd, special edition, the number is 20,765 or 20765. And this morning, 7 a.m. East Coast meeting, the reference number is 20,766 or 20766. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry this message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Letty G. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Letty.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm Letty. I'm Letty G., compulsive overeater in recovery for today. My 12 steps, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and moral and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Eight, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our continuous contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry the message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much for allowing me to read the 12 steps. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Letty. And now I'll ask Alex Kay to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Kathy. Alex Kay in California, compulsive eater, gratefully living in recovery for today. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. Today we begin our study of the Big Book on page 160, the second paragraph down, which begins, many a man yet dates from his hospital. Period. And I will ask Bonnie B. to get us started. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, my friend. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for your service, Kathy. This is Bonnie B., compulsive overeater, gratefully recovered by the grace of God for the next 24 hours living in the state of Florida. Many a man, yet dazed from his hospital experience, has stepped over the threshold of that home into freedom. Many an alcoholic who entered there came away with an answer. He succumbed to that gay crowd inside who laughed at their own misfortunes and understood his. Impressed by those who visited him at the hospital, he capitulated entirely when later in an upper room of this house, he heard the story of some men who had experience closely tallied with his own. The expression on the faces of the women, the indefinable something in the eyes of the men, the stimulating conspired to let him know that here was haven at last. Okay, I'm starting my timer. Oh, there is so much in this paragraph. It's just a matter of what you're going to zoom in on. Yeah, so the word that jumped out to me was he capitulated entirely. And the definition for that is surrendered, ceased to resist. I think about when I came, to my first OA meeting and then ended up in A Vision for You. It was what this paragraph talks about in the last three sentences. It wasn't necessarily on the faces because it was a phone meeting, but I could hear it in their hearts. And then when I did meet people through Zoom, you could see it in their eyes. And I tell people, you can't make this stuff up. When you've been, I say held down, by a disease such as this, you can't pretend that you're free if you're not free. And so what did it take for me? It took me fully surrendering to the fact that if they have it, then maybe I can have it too. It's that willingness to believe. And then knowing deep in my heart, I mean, because there was such a desire and such a longing to be free, that maybe here was a haven at last. And the definition for haven is a place of safety or refuge. I felt that from day one. And the reason why I felt it was because people were honest. My story, the story that I'd spent my whole life hiding, people were telling my story out loud without the shame that I knew. There was transparency and there was honesty. And the more of that I heard, the more I leaned in. And the more I leaned in, the more hope I had. Because for the first time I realized that my DNA wasn't bad. My DNA was just different than the DNA of my husband, our six children, and so many other people that I knew. I always thought it was bad. But when God brought me to this group and I got into the right aquarium, I realized there were thousands of people that did the exact same thing that I did with food. And for the first time in my life, I felt like I was home. And I felt like people understood me. To this day, I have a family that loves and supports my program, but they will never understand my program, not fully, because they don't have my DNA. And so the gift of this group is everything to me. The group me, the people I get to connect with, it's what keeps me in that place of, it's okay. It's okay. And there is a solution for a girl like me, and God's got the solution. And the answer was presented to him also in this paragraph, and we have the answer. And it's to lean in, it's to follow the steps, and it's to look at those who are living recovered, because we can live recovered. And it's the greatest gift I've ever been given. And so I am so grateful to be able to share on this, and I thank you, each and every one of you, for being part of my crowd, and I will pass with it.
Thank you so much, Bonnie B., for getting us started today. Okay, we will now take names of people who would like to share, and we will share 10:48. And if you last 2 days on this meeting, please allow others to jump in first, so we can hear from everyone. Who would like to share today?
Barbara A., California.
Okay, Barbara A.
Jody E., California.
Jody E., California. Who else?
Lee F. from New Mexico.
Lorraine N. in Oregon.
Okay, Lee F. from New Mexico. Lorraine N. from Oregon.
Veronica B.
Veronica B. Take one more if there's one more available.
Joan Marie from Nevada.
Joan Marie, is it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Joan. Joan Marie.
You're
okay, thank you all. Let's begin with Barbara A. Please share with us, Barbara.
Good morning, and thank you so much for your service. So grateful to be able to hear this paragraph today. I have said before, I've never completed the entire 164 pages with A Vision, and I'm so grateful to be able to do that today. I came into these rooms, like, you know, and I found people who ate compulsively like I did, who behaved like I did, and I was so grateful. I found a haven. I found a place I could go and speak with people and talk to people and understand that I was not this, I was not this abnormal, sick person, this person who was just, I was not the only one like this. And I know that we've all talked about this, but I really get it. I have a haven today. I come to these meetings every morning that I can, and I listen because this is where I get recovery. I hear people talking, whether they say, you're singing to the choir. I hear my story when people speak out, and I become healed, I guess is the best word. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I don't have to suffer and mark myself as this sick, sick person. That today I found a way through this program, through the 12 steps, to recover. And I'm so grateful for this program. I'm grateful for the fellowship. And thank you so much for your service. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara A. And now we'll hear from Jody E. from California. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Kathy, and good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered, just down the road from Barbara A. So anyway, yes, I too am so grateful. And I too, at my very first meeting 35 years ago, I knew I was home. There was this intuition that I was so relieved to be in a group of people who were admitting powerlessness over food. And my weight was normal. My weight was just about right when I went to that first meeting. It was not about the weight. It was about the insanity. I had managed to find a way to control my weight through starving, through using caffeine. Yeah, that's what I did, but it did. It made me insane. It didn't solve my problem in the least to be a normal weight. So finding my people, finding this gay crowd. Remember when Bill was in the hotel in Akron, Ohio, and he was tempted to go into the bar? That was another kind of seemingly gay crowd. But our crowd, our recovered crowd, is so much more gay. We are so much happier because we have found a solution to this problem, a true solution where we are relieved of this obsession. I was obsessed with food my whole life. My career was around food. I became a pastry chef. That was what I focused on. And today, food is not the focus of my life. I need to eat. I need to procure healthy, good food and prepare it for myself. And I do that every day, but it's not the center of my life today. To be able to have this forum right here to share this message is such a gift, to be able to do this easily every day, any day that we need to, we want to, which is every day basically, is a true gift. I thank the founders of this meeting. And I thank Bill Wilson, who recovered and immediately thought about sharing this and carrying it to the next person. And from that, it has blossomed, not only in Alcoholics Anonymous, but in some 200 other 12-step programs. And we get to take advantage of those, as many of them as we need. And we get to recover and to live a life of sane and happy usefulness. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Jody E. And Lee F. from New Mexico, please share with us.
Hi, good morning. My name is Lee, compulsive overeater in New Mexico. I'm not sure what made me jump on, but, you know, I just listened to HP, I guess. That's such a good reading because it really does remind me way back. Yeah, my first meeting almost 30 years ago and walking in, and I had no idea what to expect. I was not familiar with 12-step. I've kind of heard things here and there over the years. I was pretty young. And I just, but I knew, I really did, the minute I sat down in the chair, and I can picture it like I just was there, you know, yesterday. It was so funny that I was in the exact place that I needed to be in at that time, at point in time, you know, and I just knew. And I remember that feeling. Everyone was so happy to see me, and it was so weird because I was like, you don't even know me. They were genuinely glad that I was there. And that's the feeling, you know, I've had in program pretty much ever since, which is so rare and so wonderful. And right now I'm just kind of in a weird place, you know, hormonally in my life, and put on some weight, and, you know, and I'm just not loving it, but I'm also not completely obsessing about it, which is pretty new for me and pro, you know, and just really focusing on recovery and what that means, and, you know, looking probably for another sponsor, and, you know, just kind of getting a little more into it. But I listen to these meetings every day, and it's so helpful. And I love the Big Book so much, and it just reminds me, you know, that the answer is the solution. And I'll get there, you know. I'm just praying for willingness, and I'm just grateful to be on and be of service. And this was just a really good reminder reading. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lee F. from New Mexico. And Lorraine N. from Oregon, please share with us, Lorraine.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Lorraine N. in Oregon here. And the words that stood out for me here, like, and I love all the shares so far, that he found a haven at last. And also where it said, those, you know, when the crowd inside laughed at their own misfortunes and understood his. That was key for me. I mean, I remember walking into my first OA meeting and how I got there. This was like in the early 80s. I was reading the Boston Globe on a Sunday morning. I was reading Dear Abby, and some poor woman wrote in saying, I can't stop eating. I can't stop eating. I'm 300 pounds and I don't know what to do. And Abby said, she suggested she try Overeaters Anonymous. Well, I had never heard of it. And I went right to the yellow pages because that's what we had at that time. I'm 72, almost 73. Looked it up, found the meeting. It was a huge meeting on a Sunday morning and at Boston University. And I walked in and everybody was talking and laughing. And then this woman went down front and told her story, and she became my first sponsor. And I just found my tribe, as we say. I suffered alone, and I mean, I can still get crazy and alone, but I have a solution today. So, you know, I didn't get abstinent right away. I was in and out of how and all this other stuff, but my recovery really blossomed when I found Visions 4 years ago. And this meeting is my home meeting. I'm on here every morning. I suggest it to everyone I sponsor. You can live a sane life without overeating. You know, I'm at my normal weight. I've stabilized for a couple of years. It's just, it can happen. And I never, ever thought it could after all of my years of struggling with this hideous disease. So anyway, I have found my haven. You know, I didn't want this thing. I didn't ask for it, but I have it. And this is how I treat it with this Alcoholics Anonymous program. Or Overeaters Anonymous, I should say. So anyway, I will just leave it there. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Lorraine N. And Veronica A., please share with us.
Hi, good morning. This is Veronica B., like boy, in California. And thank you so much for your service. I started eating and throwing up when I was about 15 years old, and I practiced that behavior, and I use it as a solution to my life problems for 15 years until I came into the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous in 2009. There was a woman in my AA group that lost a lot of weight, and more importantly, she looked very happy and comfortable in her own skin. And I was attracted to what she was doing, what she had done, and I asked her, and she told me about Overeaters Anonymous. I had never heard about it until then. And that's when I came into the rooms. And for the first time in my life, I had felt like I felt there was some hope for me. I thought I was going to die eating and throwing up. I thought I was going to die obsessed with the food. And I have found a new way of living in this program. This is a design for living that has rearranged me. I have completely transformed because of these steps, because of the principles, the spiritual principles that I bring to my everyday life, everyday situations. And today I have food neutrality. I did not get that until I worked the steps out of the Big Book in 2019. It's when I discovered this meeting. And this meeting just speaks to my spirit. It speaks to my soul. And I feel at home here. And this program has taught me consistency. Like, I have to be consistent. This is part of my lifestyle. It's part of my routine. I log in every morning to connect with God and connect with fellows. And I do follow a food plan. And this is a design for living that works. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Veronica B., I believe it is. Okay. And we'll now hear from Joan Marie, and then I'll take some more names. Good morning, Joan Marie.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for the shares. They were informative and wonderful. You know, there's so much in this paragraph that stood out to me, but he stepped over the threshold of that home into freedom. And when I say that I'm a compulsive that I am a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace and power of God, I mean that because I have neutrality around the food. I never could believe that that could happen. Many years I was either on a diet in OA, or I was starving, or I was binging, and now I can be around and enjoy other people and allow and not even care about what they're eating, more about the company and the fellowship. And that's a miracle. It only was obtained by me by surrendering, first of all, to my red light alcoholic foods, to God, and then the freedom began, and I began my step again into true recovery, abstinent totally, and recovery. And that to me is a miracle of God, a miracle of this program, a miracle of going through the steps, having a sponsor. And someone just said consistency. Yes, that's what it is. I have to do the same things every day that I did to get this freedom. I have a relationship with God totally, absolutely every single day. and do help others by helping myself. I'm so grateful. I love the part where it says about being in, totally surrendered, and I love the part about the expression on the faces, because you can see recovery. When I go to a face-to-face meeting, I can see recovery. I can also see pain, and that breaks my heart, and I want to reach out. So today I am grateful, totally grateful for all of you that have shared, that do the service, everything about this program. I, too, listen every single day to this meeting. It's the highlight of my day. God bless everyone, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Joan Marie. And for those of you who came late, we are sharing on the second paragraph on page 160 in the big book, and I will take some more names. Who would like to share who hasn't shared in the last 2 days?
Freya.
Mary.
Alex K.
Mary.
Who was the first person, please?
Mary D.
Freya.
Mary Kay. And then who?
Big Dog.
I have Mary Kay and Alex Kay. That's all I've gotten so far. Sorry.
Freya H.
H, was it? Freya, your first initial?
Freya with an F.
Fran F?
Freya.
Freya. Okay. Freya.
Vanessa G.
Say that name again.
Vanessa.
Vanessa G. Okay, got it.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. And we have time maybe
for
one.
Diane H.
Say that again, please. Last person who spoke?
Diane H.
Diane H. Thank you, Diane. Okay, I think I've got it now. Mary K., Alex K., Freya, I didn't get your last initial, Vanessa G., Deborah G., and Diane H. Please go ahead, Mary.
Hi, this is Mary D. as in dog from Massachusetts. I'm a compulsive overeater working towards recovery again. I have been recovered, but I relapsed, so working with a wonderful sponsor now. She encouraged me to share. So this paragraph and the shares that I've heard thus far have been wonderful. The big thing in the very beginning is we come home into freedom, and that's what I get when I am abstinent. I have freedom from that horrible obsession. And we have an answer here. All we have to do and do as we're instructed by this wonderful big book, because that's our textbook, and it directs us, as does our higher power. And also I have experienced people in OA meetings and thinking, wow, I can tell she or he is recovered. They have a glow to them. They're happy. They're free. So I have experienced that, and that's what I want again, and I'm working hard to get to that place again, because the haven, that's my place. I need to be happy and abstinent and recovered. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary D. Alex K., please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Alex K., compulsive eater in California. Gratefully living in recovery just for today. I love this story. It's like the miracle of transformation this program brings to so many, and sure has for me. And the words that stood out are freedom and haven. I have a safe haven here. This is the solution. I still remember my first meeting over 30 years ago, and that, just that feeling of relief and knowing right away this is where I belong. This is the right place for me. I'm not alone. And I was so hopeless and helpless and didn't think life could ever change or get better. But it's changed dramatically for the better thanks to this program and my higher power. And what freedoms do I have? I have freedom from food obsession and compulsion, freedom from suffering and struggling in that painful nightmare of compulsive eating, freedom to live my life and not be a slave to my disease. So it's really miraculous, and I'm so, so grateful for it every single day. And I know that I'm not cured, that's for sure, and I need to keep taking my medicine, keep coming back to the program and my higher power to stay in this wonderful place and keep these gifts I've been given. Thanks, everyone. Pass.
Did you call Freya H?
I can't hear you, Kathy.
I'm sorry, I got muted by mistake. Thank you, Alex K. And Freya H, please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for hearing my name. This is Freya H. I'm in Colorado, recovered compulsive eater, bulimic restrictor. I love the shares. Thank you, everybody, for the shares. And the more that I hear and study this chapter, I feel like it's really, really hits hard on the fellowship, you know, that you are going to find a group of people that, like, when you are in, I'll speak for myself, when I'm in my disease, I don't have any frame of reference for life being fun or exciting or joyful or peaceful if I give up my, you know, my current habits, if I give up my disease way of living, whether that has to do with food and food behaviors or my defects. I just cannot conceive of, if I stop trying to get what I want in life and try to get things to go my way, how is life possibly going to be fun or satisfying or fulfilling? And in this chapter, the strong message is, it's going to be good, you know, like it's going to be better. And so this particular paragraph, I love how they use that, the term succumb. He succumbed to that gay crowd inside. And just a few pages earlier, it talks about, you know, the gay crowd at the bar, you know, and that, you know, oh, am I going to, you know, is Bill going to succumb to that gay crowd? And he knows how that ends. And so this is telling me there is a fellowship for me. You know, these are my people, and I'm going to learn this way of living that actually works for me, you know, that doesn't have the hangover the next morning or the side effects or the ruined relationships. It doesn't leave me restless, irritable, discontent. And that it's going to be not just as good. It's not just a sufficient substitute. It's actually way, way better. And they describe it at the end of this chapter. I'm sorry, the end of the paragraph where it says, the expression on the faces, the indefinable something in the eyes, the stimulating and electric atmosphere of the place. That, for me, describes a really good meeting or a really good connection with a fellow. Like, that's, I feel that and I see it. Even, it doesn't even have to be in person. It can be on the phone with you guys. And that is what keeps me going. So I get to live a life of sobriety. And even though that might sound, for someone who doesn't have experience with it, that might kind of sound boring and glum and why would I want serenity when I could have all this drama and excitement? It's like sobriety is actually the way of life that I want, that I get to live a life of sobriety and spiritual progress. And that is truly just such a gift. So thank you all. I will pass.
Thank you, Freya H. Vanessa G., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Vanessa G., recovered in New Mexico. Thank you for hearing me and letting me share this morning. The line that hit me so much in this paragraph was, many an alcoholic who entered there came away with an answer. When I first came to Overeaters Anonymous, I came not in desperation. I had just come off the steps in another fellowship and was riding high on my spiritual experience. And when I came to OA, I was struck abstinent at my first meeting, but it didn't last. And maybe, you know, a year and a half later, whatever, I had, you know, a spectacular binge. And off and on, that continued for the next over three decades. And I was searching desperately for what had gone wrong. And I would find what I thought was the answer for a few months, sometimes a couple of years, and then it would slip away again. Finally, one night, I received a phone call from a friend that I had had a long time ago in OA. We had lost touch, and she called from across the country for an unrelated reason, and she asked me how I was, and I told her the truth, I'm dying. And she gave me this phone number, and I called it, and immediately I knew I had found my answer. I was home. Vision has been, it has saved my life. It is my life preserver. I'm on this meeting daily, Monday through Friday, and always on Sunday, whether I have to listen to the recording or whether I listen to you all live. And the joy, the recovery, the spirituality I find here is something I've never known until I found Vision. I found abstinence here too, but more than anything, I have found just a fellowship, an answer, a relief from the torture that was mine living in that world of not being able to find abstinence. You guys have all led me home. You all have given me the greatest gift possible. Thank you. Thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. And Deborah G., please share with us. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona. And thank you so much, Kathy, for chairing the meeting this morning and everyone that's made this meeting possible. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here and that everyone's here. I love this program. I remember going to my other programs that I've been in and having that experience, you know, of being home, of you understanding, you know what I'm going through, you can relate, you can feel what I'm feeling. You know, that's my tribe. And having that connectedness, because I was so disconnected from life and myself and God and, you know, beauty and happiness and joy, just suffering and despair. And when I had the experience of coming to, not necessarily OA, but Visions, I would say, that was what really connected me and lifted me up and had some feeling of hope. That's just not that any other program was something was wrong with it. It's just that that's the place I was in, that I was open more to receive and hear and more awakened from my unconsciousness that I was experiencing that was keeping me from all of this. And now I've had the experience of all of this, and it's wonderful. I'm just, you know, some days if I'm kind of low, some grief or what, I can just get on a meeting and it picks me up. Or because I still suffer from selfish, self-centered fear, and I get a solution, or I call somebody, or I connect with a sponsee, or something, just something. It's just so wonderful to hold hands and do this together and hold each other up. A friend of mine one time, fellow, shared about the elephants, and they know when one elephant is maybe going to die, and they lay down when they're going to die. And all the elephants will huddle together and hold up this elephant so it doesn't die. And feel and experience that here. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful, blessed day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. And our last share today is from Diane H. Please share with us, Diane.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good morning. I am so grateful to be on the phone meeting this morning. Thank you for being here. I'm selling a house and looking to buy another home in another state. And I'm also dealing, I'm at a family reunion. And all of this could not be done in sanity if it wasn't for program. I haven't been getting in the meetings, and I am so glad to be on a meeting this morning because I need it. I need everything the program has to offer, my higher power, which I call God, and the relationship that I have is understanding that I need to be in relationship with others, because I am taught that how can I have a relationship with a God that I can't even see if I don't have a relationship with my neighbors, the people around me. And this fellowship gives me a very close relationship with like-minded people, and helps me also be in a better relationship with people around me, people who are not in program, people who can be sick, as we all are going through life on life terms and not knowing how to deal with it without having that relationship with a higher power. And I'm just so grateful. And I thank you guys for being here. And I'm grateful to be in a meeting today because it is helping me. I was moving like a robot, you know, going, just calling my sponsor, turning in, but not making the meetings. And these meetings are important. The whole program is important. Working the steps is important. Doing what I have to do, because this puts me in contact with my higher power. But relating with others who are here around me, okay, I can't hear from God, and I need to at this time because I'm trying to do some really difficult things right now, and I'm very grateful. And I'm doing things that I never thought I would be able to do on my own, because I'm not on my own. I have God, and I have program, and I have the fellowship and relationship with others around me. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Diane H. Okay, it's now time to close the meeting. Thank you, everyone who shared, those who listened, those who joined us for the first time. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, and follow that by the Serenity Prayer. Okay, would Cheryl S. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. Good morning, Karen. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, gratefully recovered and living in a haven. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Okay. Thank you.